Any questions that you have dealing with the aura or chakras?
So auras are just a way to see your chakras, the colors. That's what.
No, your chakras are a way to see your aura.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it necessary to visualize grounding yourself to the earth at all? Is there any? It was just something I read in a book. So I didn't know if there was any benefit to that.
Can't hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a chance to put this into words. If you're able to take crystals, let's say a single or double point crystals, and spin them near your auras, can that affect the speed of the spin of the aura?
No. But I have seen crystal layouts that can be done on the floor and where you lie within double terminated crystals. Okay. They can actually up your energy level and help to clear your energy level. And basically, I learned about this years and years ago. You have to make sure those crystals have been cleansed, mm-hmm. soaked in salt water, iodized table salt and water, purified. And then what you do is you put them around your body clockwise, double terminated, points turned inward, like at 12. One,
okay.
Two, like a clock all the way around.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
and they all have to be double terminated.
They have to be double terminated. It doesn't matter what size they are. Or you can do north, south, east, west. You can do some major, like larger double terminated on the four, north, south, east, west, with smaller ones.
Do you have to be lying down? Can you also be standing up?
It is better to be laying down mm-hmm. on the floor, on a carpet, whatever, and have somebody go ahead and lay that out. Or you can lay it out and then lay down in that space. But what it does, it can revitalize you and bring your energies back up and heal. It can do healing work with you.
So you lie down like next to it or on top of it?
You put them around you.
Oh.
Like you're the center of the clock.
Like it's an outline.
Like it's an outline.
Do you need to orient your head north and
yes.
feet north and
yes.
south?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
And what did you call them? Double pointed?
Double terminated. That means a point on either end. And the clearer they are, the better they are.
Okay.
So, you know, they cut crystals.
No,
to
I'm
have
talking
double natural
no,
double
natural.
Terminated. Okay.
Well, you could use cut. It wouldn't matter as long as they're double terminated.
They'll cut another point.
Yeah.
But they look fake to me.
But, I mean, go to Coleman's Rock Shop.
It has to be natural crystal, though.
Yes.
Not man-made crystal.
It can't be man-made. It has to be natural.
Can it be mounted inside of a piece of
no.
copper tubing?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. So how long do you lay inside the circle?
So you feel regenerated enough to get up and go on about your business.
I think I shall do it in my bed.
Yeah. You can do it in your bed. It does help. I got real. The reason I learned this was because I went crystal digging in an area where there was a lot of very negative crystals.
You know, crystals
now,
could be negative.
Negative, yes, they can be. When they're dynamited out of the earth, they can be negative. If they're in a place where murders have taken place or bad stuff have taken place, they can be very, very negative. So I'm going along and I'm picking up all these pretty little double terminated crystals. And, you know, they're just kind of laying around. And I've got my big T-shirt and I'm putting them, you know, in my T-shirt, right next to my solar plexus. You know, and I'm happily picking crystals. And I get home, and I think I'm going to die. Right? And I'm getting sicker and sicker, and I'm going, oh my God. Oh, so I took all the crystals and I got them, you know, in a bucket and off of my solar plexus. By then I was royally sick. I didn't really understand. Well, my guides told me to take a salt bath. I went, okay. So I took the salt bath and the sickness went away. They didn't tell me to salt the crystals. So, I had the crystals in various locations in my house. My energy kept going lower and lower and lower and lower until I was just dragging. So a friend of mine who lived in Heber Springs said, come on to the house, we're going to do a crystal layout for you and regenerate your energy. I said, sounds good to me. So my husband drove me and they did this layout for me. And sure enough, I pulled back up. And that's when I found out you had to take all of your crystals and make sure you put them in iodized table salt and water and clean them so you don't have a bunch of negative crystals laying around your house half killing you.
How much salt to water?
24 hours, and it depends upon how big the crystal is. If you're going to put a lot of them in a large container, I would put about a fourth of a cup.
Of salt
in there. Make sure.
And then just cover it with water?
Yeah. And it pulls out all the negative energy and it cleanses them and it works.
Could that be with any stone, really?
Yes.
Okay.
You can buy antique jewelry.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Well, I don't either anymore.
I used to.
And they can come with all sorts of really bad energies. And let's say you picked up a really gorgeous ring, and all of a sudden you feel really compelled to drink a lot, or really become depressed or anxiety-ridden. Now, it doesn't mean that you have the spirit attached to you, but that energy, if that person wore that ring for a long period of time, that energy goes into that ring and it stays there. But if you take that ring and you soak it in iodized table salt and water for 24 hours to 48 hours, it's clean. It's
like a family wedding ring or something that's been passed down.
Example, I had a client come to see me. He wanted me to tell him how his health was and all that. And I said, well, let me see your watch. He handed me his watch. I said, oh my God, you're going to die of a heart attack. Like, soon. It was his father's watch who died of the heart attack.
So how do you clean a watch if you can't soak a watch in?
Actually, you can do the lifting on something that you can't cleanse with iodized salt. Yeah.
I was going to say, be aware of furniture, antique furniture.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, antique furniture? Try an antique house.
You can do lifting on the furniture, too.
You can. Absolutely. Yeah, and sprinkle it with a little salt along the way.
Throw it over good measure.
Yeah.
So back to auras. So you practice, and then you start seeing color.
Uh-huh.
And then over time, you could see the black line that separates the aura
or
the white with
the... Once you see the color, you'll see the black line.
Okay. So it just takes practice.
Yes.
So you don't want to see the black line.
Yeah. No, you don't. No.
Well,
but in case of.
In case, yeah.
Okay. It's like anything else. It takes practice.
And then it's just experience as to differentiate the different shades of the aura?
Yes.
Okay.
Some would be brighter, and their color might be brighter, even though it's going to be kind of a pastel. It'll be a brighter pastel.
And they can have more than one shade. Like you said,
they can shift shades.
Had rainbow, so he had all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, he did. And you can take somebody, and you can get really, if you're like really, really mad, and you can see your own aura, you can see spiky red in your aura. From anger. which I think is kind of cool.
This may be a dumb question, but what does pastel mean? Is that like a light color?
Yes.
I'm glad you asked
not
that.
Not intense color.
It's a man thing.
Nobody's ever told me.
It's
a man thing.
Think like Easter colors, the light yellow, like you
kind
know,
of a soft,
baby colors.
Soft
like if you added white to any color and made it lighter, that's
then
a pastel.
Then the watercolor. Okay, watercolor. It's a pastel, like a really light red. Or a light pink, or a light yellow.
What if it gets intense, more intense color? What does that mean?
Then there's something major going on. Now, this with this one woman, her auric field was an emerald. It was pretty well. It was a more intense green than normal. It was still a pastel, but it was a brighter pastel. I guess that's the way to put it. And this one guy who was an amazing speaker and. He wrote music and he was a singer and everything. His aura was way out and it was really blue, like sky blue. Now, I have seen dark blue. That was really, really depression, intense depression. And Hussein's. You remember Hussein?
Saddam.
Saddam Hussein. He had a round, I don't know what you call it, solid, really dark blue, murky ball to the left side of his head.
Oh, wow.
Well, and you could see it on TV.
What would that mean? Yes, now, what was the dark blue, murky mean?
I think it was total possession. It's the only time I've ever seen that.
So you saw it on television?
Yeah. Only with him. He's the only one I ever saw that with.
But you've seen other stuff on television?
From time to time. It's not all the time, but sometimes. I know when they're going to die. I'll see them on TV and their light's gone out. I've had situations where I got on a plane with this one time and there was this strange man sitting there and I looked at his aura like I like to do and he had black lines going zigzag from his head. He had about five of them. I do not know what that meant. To this day I don't know what that meant. But it couldn't be anything good.
Did you ask?
Well, he didn't know.
No, not him. I meant your guys.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear anything. Of course, you've got the roar of the plane, you know, and you've got this weird guy. So, I mean, and you could see illnesses and breaks in people's auras. Like if they have a cancer, there will be a break in the aura before the cancer ever shows up in the location. It's almost like it's pointing to the location of the cancer.
It seems to me that would be the Perlian body thing that you're doing now. That would be a great way of diagnosing problems with people.
Of course.
Like a doctor's office. Oh.
That's why dogs can pick up on cancer and think. There is a smell and a vibration that goes with illnesses. And it's just there.
You told me I was well because you couldn't smell it.
Yes. And you are.
I know. It's all good.
Yeah.
But really, when you said that, I went, okay. Did I smell bad before? Oh, sorry.
Don't walk by me.
Cancer has a smell to it. And different kinds of cancers have different kinds of smells. I don't know what they just do to me. And to dogs.
And to dogs. I was going to say,
me and
dogs.
We have a thing going on. Maybe I got a little dog going on here. I don't know. I can sense where they put a dead body or where somebody's been killed. And I work with dogs that do the same thing, and we hit on the same exact location.
Cadaver dogs.
Yeah.
That's wild. I work with cadaver dogs really well.
You can smell it on objects too, like the other day when you.
I have had people send me things, and I showed Carol. She could actually smell it too. There'd be this peculiar smell at point of death. It's a release of a smell at point of death, and it sticks to everything.
Huh.
They sent me a bottle that was in a car where this gal died, and it was on the bottle.
Wow.
And it's the same smell.
So our nursing homes smell disgusting.
Yeah.
Mm. I thought that was all the
smell.
Yeah. The smell of death.
Yeah. There's a smell of death.
I mean,
no,
absolutely.
So, I mean, everything's energy, is it not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Can we touch a little bit more on the color, like when you wear a color? I know that's a whole other topic, but like if you're drawn to colors.
There was a really good book. I don't have it anymore. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's all about colors. And according to the color that you're drawn to, it denotes your personality and phases that you go through.
Like your favorite color or just colors that you like to wear or have around you?
The colors that you like to wear and have around you. I got drawn into brown. I mean, when I go colors, I just, you know, my whole world, my wardrobe erupts in that, whatever color it happens to be. And brown was the color. I was being led to brown. I was being drawn. I never cared about brown, period. But it denotes inner searching.
That's interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a judge tell me one time, if you ever want to get out of jury duty, wear purple. Because the jury selection people think that that means you're a flake. So, hi, just a little information from a judge.
Works.
I've got purple.
Well, when you go through severe change, emotional change, you are going to be drawn into purple. So, in a way, he's right. You do become a flake.
Aluminum foil hats would probably work there, too.
What about black?
Love black.
I know, I do too. I love to wear black.
It's kind of a withdrawal color. It's where you just...
It's fine.
You don't want to really be seen.
You're in the shadows.
So to speak. But I've always liked the color black.
Me too.
I think it's dramatic.
What about patterns and stuff?
Blending is what I like about.
Yeah, that's pretty much why I wear it.
I like colors too. Blues, again, it goes with the aura, the chakras.
I was going to say, like lapis jewelry, is that?
Communications.
Yeah, that's.
Of course, they say lapis is connection to the stars. Yes.
So if you decide to start wearing a certain color, will it affect you in that color range?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make a change, a particular kind of change, you can wear a certain kind of color.
Yes, you can affect change by wearing color.
You know, it's mostly in my closet.
Your guides have even told you to wear certain colors.
They have. They have said, okay, you need to wear green. You need to be healing. Or you need to be blue. You need to be in communication. Or you need to have red on. You need energy.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Or certain stones, for that matter.
I had a friend point out before about red and about if you will look around, if you just something draws you to red that day, look around at people around you. You'll see a tremendous amount of red. It's kind of like an overall... And he was right too. Maybe that's why. Could it be energy, just energy down?
It's kind of like when you're pregnant. Every commercial on TV is about pregnancy. I really think if you look for it, you're going to find it.
Well, maybe.
So no, I don't really notice waves of yeah.
If you use a high quality, say plastic filter, and wrap it around quartz. Could that have an effect? in.
Well, it would stop the emanation of the quartz.
All of it but the blue? Or whatever color you use?
Plastic negates energy, period.
Well, a filter that doesn't do that's not made out of plastic. It can be a glass filter that you put your quartz inside of.
It could still emanate, but I don't understand the point you're trying to make.
Well, if you shine your light through that filter into the quartz, the light coming out of it is going to have an effect. So what you're, well, I was wondering if the quartz is a clean, cleared crystal quartz inside of a certain color filter would help to...
Like help with healing or help with something else? Like if you put it in green light, is what he's saying, or a blue light or a red light?
No, there are people that sell red light laser quartz for healing purposes, and it's a ripoff. No. Sorry.
What about the milky quartz? You know, I'm talking about the Arkansas milky quartz.
Yeah, the white quartz.
White quartz
works, but it can't be used laser-wise.
What about just as far as its energy and everything compared to the other quartz?
Yeah, it's good energy. Your clear quartz has laser energy. You can put a program into it, and it will be a stronger, clearer, more focused energy. Your milky quartz also has good energy. It just doesn't have that laser focus.
I'm still trying to find out why mine broke. I mean, just sheared off the top.
That's just
weird.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying a while ago about the clear quartz. I forgot my question.
How do you program a quartz?
That's exactly what my question was.
All right. How do you program quartz? Through Marcel Vogel, I learned how to program quartz. Okay? And what you do is you take the quartz in your right hand. But it has to be a single point.
Can it be a double terminated? What do you mean?
It can be a double terminated, but it has to be a singular pointed.
It not has like to have a point on it.
Yeah, it has to be a singular piece.
Not like your one there.
You can't cluster it that way.
Cluster, yeah.
So you want a single piece. You hold it in your right hand. In your mind, you have to think the pure love of God. You take breath in through your mouth, breathe in real good, hold it, and when you have breath, as you're bringing it, the pure love of God.
That's what you're breathing in.
You're breathing in the pure love of God. And then you decide what you want the program to be. It has to be a singular program.
What do you want this quartz to do? Do you want it to do healing? Do you want it to remove pain? Do you want it to bring good luck to you? Whatever it is that you want it to do. Pure love of God, in with the mouth. When you're ready, you've got the program in your mind. You let the air out through your nose, like...
Okay.
And that programs that crystal.
No.
Cleaning Sandy.
Can you reprogram?
Can you what?
Reprogram.
Yes, ma'am.
So you salt them?
You
clear
salt
them? Then reprogram.
Reprogram.
Okay.
Can you do this for yourself or can you do this for somebody else's use?
Forever.
So will it last until you salt it
again?
It sets the pattern in the crystal.
Yes.
Okay.
Crystal has lattice.
Has what?
Lattice.
Mm-hmm.
And it can hold knowledge. Marcel Voges said that a singular crystal can hold the entire Library of Congress, the information.
Mm-hmm. And he knew because he's the inventor of the hard drive.
He is.
He was a very brilliant man.
He's a very brilliant man. I was very fortunate. Very fortunate.
So he was sort of a metaphysical guy that invented the hard drive, he wasn't metaphysical.
No.
Science?
He's science. Not metaphysical. Science.
Okay.
But he was able to program a crystal, put a copper coil wrapped 7 times, put the crystal in a holder in the center of the coil, pour water through it, or wine. He did it with wine. He could change new wine into whatever kind of wine he wanted it to taste like.
By his intent?
By programming the crystal to take whatever it was, a burgundy into a claret.
And he wasn't a metaphysical guy?
No.
This was science.
This was science. He did it in 5 separate laboratories and got patents on it.
Well, wow. I often tell people, if you don't believe in the power of crystals, then explain, you know, crystal technology.
Does it change the color or just the taste?
Taste.
It's else,
wild.
Something else he used to do at the parties he had, he would light crystals up.
Oh, you can take them and rub them together.
Mm-hmm.
And they spark. They glow. No, they glow.
They actually glow like a light bulb.
Yeah.
Just rub them together for how long?
Yeah, rub them together. Go in a dark room. Rub them together. Make sure they're smooth.
Yeah.
Rub them together. And they'll begin to glow. And then you can hold them and they're glowing.
Awesome. I'm doing it.
They contain electricity.
They're piezoelectric.
Very high.
Yeah,
those
are
very
high.
Turn off the lights. So that's really cool.
She's going to do it now.
Turn off the lights. You got plenty of crystals here. You rub your own crystals.
Thank you.
Oh, that was tense. But you really can't do that. You could take a single crystal and you could light Little Rock. Okay.
Wow. Well, Entergy wouldn't like that much.
No, they wouldn't.
So can you harness that energy to you?
I don't know. I think anything's possible.
Oh, sure.
I think about
time.
What are
crystals
made of?
Silicone?
What is that?
What are they made of?
Water.
Water.
What makes it hard?
Pressure.
That's just...
So they're H2O.
Well, they're silicon. It's water.
Dioxide.
Mm-hmm. And it's pressure over millions of years.
There is water.
They get created in the presence of water and also gold. There's a great affinity
I didn't know
between
about
gold and quartz.
Mm-hmm. It's just like the pressure
which
on gold turns cold.
And we have crystals in our body, in our cells.
Yeah.
We have a crystal lining of each cell. Now that goes into a whole different ballgame. That's when you get into healing.
Once you sit on all those gold shows, they'll say they hit a bed of quartz.
You find gold in quartz.
That's why they're gold
in
hot
springs.
They hit a
quartz bed, and they know they're on the right.
I don't know. All I know is Nevada, actually, in the mountains in Nevada, you can go in the streams, and you'll see these white quartz rocks with gold
veined.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time to grow them, too. But then the ones you see, they're about so big, it'll take tens of thousands of years to make them.
Absolutely.
They're very, very lovely.
So cool.
Yes.
Some crystals you can get with water in them, where you can see the water move.
Oh.
Yeah. I have one here that has water in it, and it's a bubble of water.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Any last minute questions?
Are we really already over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just going by.
Thank you.
This is a great one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good information.
Yeah.
Good.
And Jeff saw his first one.
Good stuff.
He did what?
Saw
his first one?
First one.
Cool.
We tried to get home and he couldn't see. Yours is big though. It's easy to see your.
Yeah, but energy.
It's much better tonight.
I had a steak this week.
Sick gives me energy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what feeds the aortic force in the blood, is food. That's what that book said.
Red meat.
Red meat.
Yep, it does. It does.
That's more vegan.
Oh, I feel sorry for them.
I'm sorry. I hate to tell vegans this, but when they're eating plants, they're alive
too,
as well. Only they're crunching them alive.
So at least cook your vegetables.
Well, if it's organic,
love
it's gotta
it.
Be alive.
Though. Love it.
That's right. If it's organic, it's alive.
It's alive.
But they give that up to you.
That's what I was gonna say.
Do what?
Things that you eat, you know, that's why you say prayers and stuff. It's kind of like the Indians used to say a prayer when they kill a deer or something like that.
Absolutely.
For a blessing.
Everything is here for us, and we are supposed to be taking care of everything in return.
Mm. Not doing such a great job. Right? Yeah.
No, we are not. No, we're just takers. Sorry. Okay, circle.